The Connecticut Audubon Society announced it's banning the use of aerial unmanned drones at all of its 19 privately owned wildlife sanctuaries, but it's raising questions about just how far the organization can go. The group says the ban will protect animals at the sanctuaries and ensure human visitors are free from hovering drones as well. Alexander Brash is president of the Connecticut Audubon Society. He's worried drones could be used to track animals like bears or moose.
And most particularly, we were concerned about the use of drones around certain birds of prey, whether they are ospreys or bald eagle nests and so forth, where a drone would absolutely be detrimental to breeding and feeding and the care of young.
Because of that, Brash says the society won't allow people to bring their drones onto its property. But can it ban a drone from flying over that property? Peter Sachs is a drone attorney.
If they control the land or the waterways within the sanctuaries, they may control whether or not one may launch, land, or operate a drone from those lands or waterways. But as far as the sky portion, that's completely out of their jurisdiction. They have no jurisdiction.
Sachs says that airspace jurisdiction rests with the FAA. Because of that, Brash of the Audubon Society says it's requesting people respect sanctuary wildlife and not fly over its property either. To date, Brash says people have been respectful of the request and says the Audubon Society has yet to encounter any dramatic incidents with drone users. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.